I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Gary Simpson. He's chief financial officer of the city of Marquette. He was in for city manager Mike Angeli with a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. Commissioners will be discussing an ordinance to formally ban smoking in the city's public beaches and all city parks. They'll also be taking action on a resolution that places a moratorium on outdoor gatherings in excess of 250 people. And there will be some good news concerning the future of the Beacon House. Here's more with Gary Simpson.
So this puts the legalese on allowing Beacon House to finally start, hopefully, constructing. I know they've been doing fundraising, and we've all been very excited, but there's just a few I's to dot and T's to cross. And
it's the legal stuff to get all of that taken care of. And the other thing is that this allows them to look at breaking ground, and this is by the new hospital in South Marquette.
Correct. And that's the exciting part. With the construction of the new hospital, Beacon House was desiring to be on the location, and this will put them right next door instead of the situation it used to be before where they were a couple of blocks away. Sure. Now they'll be right next door.
Now, another thing that's on the agenda tonight is an ordinance that has to do with no smoking on the city's parks and beaches. What's going to be talked about?
Well, what's going to happen tonight is this actually came up a couple of years ago. It's been at least 10, well, probably not quite 10, but at least 5. And at the time, the PIPAC committee for the city was concerned about smoking on the island, causing fires, and also littering.
And that's the Presque Isle Park Advisory Committee.
Correct, yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. And at the time, the city commission did not set any type of ordinance, but we did try to enforce it as much as we could. It's just that there's no teeth behind it. So what has happened recently, the Parks and Rec Advisory Board has recommended an ordinance to ban smoking for public parks and beaches. And what this action would do, it just authorizes the city attorney to draft an ordinance, and then it has to go through the ordinance process where there'd have to be a public hearing for that. Mm-hmm. And what would happen if this were approved, it would make smoking in these areas a misdemeanor and subject to fine.
One of the things, Gary, that is on the agenda also is there is a moratorium on outdoor gatherings in excess of 250 people on the agenda. What is that and what's going to be talked about tonight?
Correct. Well, the way it works now is if somebody wanted to have an event or an organization wanted to have an event and it's on city property, say Matson Park or Presque Isle or any other place, there is a permit process that they have to go through, which goes through various departmental approvals and then ultimately to the city commission for approval. And what this does, it applies towards private property, to where if someone wanted to have an event or an organization on property that's not owned by the city, the way it works now is they still need to get a permit from the community development department that says the zoning, you know, complies with this event. And what this action would do, it would put a moratorium on issuing those permits for 90 days.
And this is tied into the coronavirus executive orders right now, everything with COVID-19, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir. What this does, it gives the city a little bit more teeth to prevent an event from happening, because we are trying to protect not only our own citizens, but those people that visit the city. We take a responsibility to do that. And right now, if, you know, an event were held on private property, there's not much we could do to prevent the event, but we could enforce, you know, the governor's executive orders. This section gives us a little more teeth.
I did look into this, that this would be a resolution then that would be approved. If it is approved tonight, it would go into effect immediately,
yes,
right?
Yes, it has immediate effect and will last for 90 days.
Or unless some of the coronavirus executive orders are relaxed.
Correct.
That's Gary Simpson, chief finance officer with the city of Marquette, with a look at what's going on in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.